Blog Talk Radio.
Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon on the East Coast of the United States of America, and happy December to all of you. We're in a new month approaching the end of the year. Goodness gracious, where has the time gone? But anyway, this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Indeed, love to talk about food. Why? Because it's medicine for our bodies. If we're not feeding our bodies right, our bodies will break down, and then we will have to treat it. But prevention is better than a cure. And Erasmus said that one. One of my other favorite quotes. And good morning, good evening to you, wherever you are in the nation or around the world. I just love to share holistic nutrition. And this one today comes from Better Health Publishing. And I'll just be sharing four holistic ways to protect against cold and flu as we are in the cold and flu season. May not be that for you because as far as certain places in the world, our winter is their summer, mainly speaking like Brazil, it's vice versa. But, you know, speaking of where I am personally, in the United States, in the northeast part, it is cold and flu season in full swing. And so we've got to do something to keep our immune system built up. We've got to keep it strong. And the key is to do that, to keep it strong in order to ward off the flu and any symptoms that go along with the flu. Healthy diet, supplements, exercise, and stress relief are all great ways to keep your immune system in tip-top shape. You've got to keep it that way in order to combat the stresses of cold and flu symptoms. But if you just so happen to get sick, there are some very natural and unique approaches that may help speed up recovery time and relieve uncomfortable symptoms. Because getting sick, let's just face it, folks, it's very uncomfortable. Some of us wish that we get sick so we can call out of work. But you don't want to wish that on yourself, because sometimes when you do, you ever heard of the phrase that says, be careful what you wish for? So indeed it is that don't wish for sickness. Don't ever, ever, ever wish for sickness. But if it just so happens that your immune system is suppressed, well, here are some unique approaches that can help speed up your recovery time and get you back on track and get you back in the full swing of the hustle and bustle of December. After all, we're in the Christmas spirit, right? Right. So, number one holistic way to protect against cold and flu is coconut oil. It is so wonderful. Some people just don't like coconut oil. I personally love coconut oil, and I would say that if I were to look for any coconut oil whatsoever, I'm going to look for the organic, unrefined coconut oil. Organic, unrefined coconut oil. And it's very important for you to have it. So, what do you do with organic coconut oil? Well, coconut oil, on a whole, is a healthy fat. Yes, indeed, we need fat. And it's rich in a substance called lauric acid. And this provides many health benefits, including antiviral properties. Now, lauric acid is shown to directly interfere with the ability of viruses to replicate and spread. thus halting infection. That's what we want to do, right? We want to stop it in its track. Coconut oil also contains nutritional components that stimulate immunity, reduce inflammation, and support other areas of health. So what do you do with coconut oil? Well, you add 1 to 2 tablespoons per day to soups, salads, and smoothies, or even eat it straight up. I can do that. Some people can't do that. I can do that. You know, some people just hate the taste of coconut oil, and that's why they buy the refined one. The refined coconut oil really pretty much is odorless, but I choose not to go for that route because, let's face it, the more processing that any natural substance goes through, the less healthy it is for you, and just it's my opinion. And there are some facts to back that up as well, but you want as less processing as possible. So go for some coconut oil, 1 to 2 tablespoons per day, and add it to anything you want to do with smoothies. Hide it in your foods. I mean, it's just wonderful. Okay, so here is the second way that you can protect against colds and flus holistically: probiotics. Now, there are hundreds of species of beneficial bacteria. Yes, we need bacteria, folks. Bacteria is not just all bad. We just don't need to get rid of, we shouldn't get rid of all bacteria. But there is such a thing as good bacteria. We need that. We need that in order to stay healthy, and that's where probiotics come in. They reside in the digestive tract, assisting digestion, boosting nutrient assimilation, and protecting against harmful microbes. I tell my kids all the time, microbes, germs everywhere. You know, wash your hands before you eat. But, researchers are learning more about the direct relationship between probiotic bacteria, such as lactobacillus and bifidobacterium, or bifidum bacteria, and various aspects of the immune system. Now, studies show that probiotic bacteria can increase T cells, a critical class of immune responders. Other studies show that the probiotic strain Bacillus coagulans can increase immune responses to flu viruses, increase, and even swine flu. Flu viruses, they increase immune responses to flu viruses as well as swine flu. So you just need to find a comprehensive formula to follow dosage instructions, and they can be increased during active flu symptoms. So find yourself, I personally, you know, it's not a plug. I don't get any money for this or anything, but I personally like Jordan Rubin's Garden of Life. It's natural, it's organic, and that's what I use. So try that, and that will definitely help keep your immune system strong that we so need ever so much in this flu and cold season. Here is a third holistic way to protect against colds and flus. You got to get yourself some music. Indeed, music therapy is commonly used to help address various aspects of health. Certain musical styles, such as classical music, have been well-researched and shown to reduce stress, boost immunity, support metabolism, and much more. Now, when my kids were younger, I used to play classical music as they did their homework. They don't like it anymore. I don't know why. I love classical music, but hey, they got their dosage and they know what it's like. So choose something you enjoy, by the way. Just choose something you enjoy and try to practice deep breathing while listening. Something calming and soothing is great, great, great. Music therapy is wonderful and helps with various aspects of your health. And here's a final holistic way to protect against colds and flus. Avoid sugar at all costs, please, ladies and gentlemen, please. Avoid sugar. Most sugars, particularly refined sugars, trigger a cascade of harmful reactions in the body that directly suppress immunity and feed harmful invaders. Choose sweeteners that do not spike glucose and cause the inflammatory cascade of immune-suppressing actions. What you can use? Stevia and coconut sugar. They are excellent alternative sweeteners that do not weaken the immune system or fuel the replication of harmful viruses, bacteria, and those germs called microbes. also avoid sugar. That would probably be my number one thing. Get rid of the sugar. Get rid of it. And by the way, anything that turns to the form of sugar, like your starches, such as when your immune system is suppressed, you want to get rid of the starches, such as rice and bread and white potatoes. You want to get rid of those things. Any desserts, of course, you know, that's loaded with sugar and white flour. You want to get rid of all of that. Get yourself natural fruits and vegetables. Berries are wonderful, wonderful for antioxidants. And you want to get some fruits and veggies with lots of vitamin C, which is like broccoli and any citrus fruits. So try that, folks. Fight off the flu this season. You can visit my website for flu home remedy to fight the flu. But indeed, most of all, keep yourself healthy and strong in this winter season. We need to do that. And December has 5 Wednesdays, so you'll be hearing from me the majority of those Wednesdays, indeed. But so just to let you know, we are looking into keeping our bodies healthy and strong because we need it. We need to do that. We just need to do that. So there you have it. 4 holistic ways to protect against colds and flus: coconut oil, probiotics, music, and please, the most important, avoid sugar at all costs. Moving on to Wednesday's word, it comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. No reason to hurry. There's absolutely no reason to hurry, folks. Why are we such in a rush in this time of year? Here we go. From Billy Graham, no reason to hurry. When your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything, strong in character. James 1, verse 4. This is a high-strung, neurotic, impatient age. We hurry when there is no reason to hurry, just to be hurrying. This fast-paced age has produced more problems and less morality than previous generations, and it has given all of us jangled nerves. Impatience has produced a new crop of broken homes or more new ulcers, and has set the stage for more world wars. And that's Wednesday's word. So, folks, be patient. There's no reason to hurry. And in this holiday season where we just have to be, swaying to the hustle and the bustle of the stores, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, we just need to take some time out and relax. I went absolutely nowhere for Black Friday this year. Why? Because I chose not to. It's just crazy how people sleep overnight or stand in lines or get to a store at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning just to be the first in line to fight over television or some electronic device they could have so rightfully purchased online and had delivered to their home, and avoided all of the negative hurrying and anxiety that comes along with Black Friday shopping and all the craziness that goes on. We just need to be mindful, especially as we get older. Everyone's getting older by the second. We're all getting older. So we've got to think about what we're doing with our lives and be cognizant of just being in the moment. Time to relax. You know what? Is this really necessary? How about I just order it? And so many stores have given so many discounts online, with free shipping if you did it by a certain time online. I know sometimes you want to go into the store and, you know, such and feel like buying a mattress or, you know, a piece of furniture that you're going to have for a long period of time. Maybe you want to go and see it, you know, feel it out and see how it is before you purchase it. That's a little bit different. But there's some things, folks, that we just can do without having to deal with the crowds and all the fighting, hustle, and bustle. So God bless you all in this wonderful Christmas season. I hope that today's holistic ways of fighting the flu and protecting flu and colds will be beneficial to you. utilize them, share them with a family member or friend. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Love to hear from you on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye.